This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Governor Doug Burgum, Dr. Mike LeBeau, Sanford Health. Two folks that will join us today to talk about something everybody's talking about right now. COVID-19, a lack, shortage of staffed hospital beds. This is not unique to North Dakota. This isn't, you people in North Dakota, you don't care about anybody else. This is happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. We're talking a little bit about that today on the program. Welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. I want to dig into a little bit today to the issue of, so much of our discussion related to COVID has been, this person says you must do that, which is that person doesn't know a lot about the human psyche or North Dakota. Because anybody that runs around and says you must do that is not exactly going to get a warm reception, right? And all kinds of, from government folks to healthcare folks to the worst, person behind the counter at Starbucks who thinks they know better, right? And then on the other side, there is a sense of, hey, this is about freedom, this is about the Constitution, and I know that's serious, and I can take care of myself. I think most of us are doing things differently as a result of COVID. I really do. I think people are doing, I'm going to a store, wear a mask. Going to a restaurant, wear a mask. Going to a church, wear a mask. In and out of the common area of workplace, you're wearing a mask, right? So I think there's a fair amount of people doing that. I want to know what your solution is. If it's doctor, what's on your mind, listener? What is it you think is sort of a no-brainer? I'll give you an example. There's data that you can watch that says when you have X amount of cases of the data, it'll translate into X amount of people needing a hospital bed. So you can sort of forecast it when they test positive what the needs are for the hospital. And right now, the capacity is such that it's right on the line. It's just right, barely enough for what we need. In fact, Sanford Health Bismarck just announced a new building, 20 beds. What's the building called again, Tom? The old physician associates or something, was it?
Surgical associates.
Okay, surgical associates. Building had to be purchased or leased or whatever, and to be able to give the so they know that there's going to be need. So let's say this. Let's say on Thanksgiving, everybody does what they normally would do. Big gatherings, whatever. And then they would not have enough beds. And people have to, do you get a bed, do you not get a bed? Right? Now, that's real. I'm going to separate out government folks and, people in an ivory tower from a health standpoint passing out edicts. And I'm going to separate out folks and say, I'm live and let live, and it's free. And I'm going to say, I'm going to focus on the healthcare folks, the people that we literally revere, especially when we are in need of health care or see a loved one in need of health care and see the kind of care they get. We revere them. We honor them. We appreciate them. They're so very, very important. And they're saying, I'm overwhelmed here. I'm overwhelmed. We had a call from a friend of a nurse who called this person to say, hey, everybody in your circle, just do me a favor. Tell them to do whatever they can. I just saw a 30-year-old dad die. No underlying conditions. It's a tough deal. It's a tough deal, right? And that person was saying, hey, you know, I used to be a little fast and loose about this. I'm not so much anymore. So my question is, what are the best practices? Set aside, again, kind of the – I'm really tired of us arguing about, something as simple as – caring for ourselves, caring for our neighbor. I am. I'm tired of arguing about it. It's kind of crazy because one side goes way too far in what they think they can tell you to do. And the other side also does not want to necessarily say, okay, we're out of hospital beds. Now what? I mean, if you know, you go in with a heart condition, what happens? So we got to find a space there. What's the way to do it? What's the smart thing? What are you doing? And what would you suggest others do? That's the question I have for you today on the program, okay? You answer that for me? And give us some solutions, some answers. We'll be positive about what we do today with this. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. I know what Todd's doing. You know what Todd's doing? He's normally you on a non-COVID kind of work day would have, what, Todd? 20 folks kind of in and out and around where you're working?
Yeah.
You know, the workplace is kind of a hustle and bustle of about 20 folks. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
How many are there now?
Three.
And it's been that way for a while.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, it seems like half my life right now, but obviously
so,
not
I mean,
that long. But.
That's not insignificant. That's one operation. It's one, in this case, the world headquarters of KFIRE 550, legendary voice of the Northern Plains right there on East Rosser.
Well, and by the way things typically go at our company, that's actually more than what most have. I mean, a friend of mine in Wisconsin did a combo there. They've got nine stations. They got three people total for the nine, and only a couple of those are actually in the building.
So. I think we all could tell stories like this about what we're doing differently. Yep, the count continues to go up, and the hospital world is saying, no mas, no mas. So what's a good best practice now until we push that curve down? Just tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, Ray in Enderlin, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Well, man, so I Googled that shit. It was, you don't have to put it in word for word like this, but it was, flu hits California hard during holidays. 2019. Well, what it did was it led me up to articles from Sacramento Bee, San Francisco Examiner, San Jose Mercury News, LA Times, things like that from California. And it was dated a year ago, so November, the articles going into September, or into December and January. And basically what they were saying was they have a strain of flu in California that is a really bad strain right now, and that they have to take precautions, and it listed a bunch of the precautions, basically, da-da-da. And it's almost like going back in a time machine. Now, it's almost like I was wondering if that the COVID or the flu that we have now was actually in California in November and December of 2019. So it also said during the in a lot of the articles that the previous flu season of 2018-2019, there were 48.3 million cases and approximately 80,000 deaths in the United States from the flu. Well, how come we don't hear anything about just the flu? Everything seems to be the COVID.
I have two answers to your question. One is, by the way, I have heard that same thing about in late 2019, strains of COVID being detected in some places, especially in the western U.S., so there might be something to that. You know, the difference in my mind to the flu and to COVID is that there's not yet a vaccine for COVID. There is for the flu. I would like to see us do more on therapeutics, so to tell you the truth. You know, in other words, what can we do to keep people out of the hospital? If our worry is the hospital beds, and that's legit, it's the real deal. You know, are we doing enough with therapeutics? We've heard from people who wanted, you know, a particular treatment and they were not available to them. So, you know, those are the things I think we can do to be a little more forceful on. Thanks for the call. Byron, somewhere in Minnesota. What's on your mind, Byron?
I guess I am a little bit disheartened by the fact that the hospitals don't respond after someone has a test, i.e., someone goes in and get tested for COVID. They don't hear from the hospital again. They get on the phone and try to get the information. Nobody gives them the information. That's ridiculous. Another scenario, a husband and wife living together, they have all their life. She was diagnosed with COVID. She entered the hospital. They said she had COVID. They didn't even test the husband and said, oh, you have COVID, so you better isolate at home. Well, they didn't know it, but he went somewhere else and got a test, and it was negative. I think the tests are bogus because it's a lot of scamming going on in this world, and this country's going to go down because of it. I think it's a lot of scamming.
Quick thought on scamming. So who's the scammer? What's the motive? What's behind it?
Money. Who is earning dollars right now?
Who's earning dollars right now? I suppose you're saying people in the healthcare field that are fighting this. Byron, thanks for the call. Dean in West Fargo, Tom and Hayes in Lyon and Fargo to come on What's on Your Mind.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Johnny Mine, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, who have one heck of a great deal as we inch closer to the holidays, and you needed probably to think a little bit about, you know, who's all on that Christmas list and who deserves some great things. Well, just in time for those holiday shoppers out there, Our friends at MyPillow have come up with a great deal. A queen-size premium MyPillow. This is regularly $69.98. is only $29.98. Okay, Todd, let's do a little math on that. That'd be $40 savings if my Montevideo high school Mohawk math is correct. $69.98 to $29.98. Yes, it's $40 in savings, ladies and gentlemen. King is only $5 more. So, folks, now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever on the best Christmas gift ever, you also get some great deals on other things. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Square. In a moment, I'll tell you how to get the best deals. But if you go to Radio Listener Squares, you're going to see deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, what's on your mind? The question at hand today is to call on your expertise, folks, as, you know, real Americans. Not with a elected title, not with health officer a title where you're unelected, but necessarily you have lots of power, or even the folks that just are the self-proclaimed experts. This is the real world here. What's the solution? What do we do? We've got a healthcare crisis. If in nothing else, just in the ability to treat COVID patients in hospitals, not only here, elsewhere. So what's the answer? What is the answer? Earlier I told you about the data and the study about Thanksgiving, for instance. It wasn't specifically about Thanksgiving, but rather about, okay, this amount of positives means this amount of future need for hospital beds. And so if we have a even tiny upward tick from the Thanksgiving holiday, then we could be out of beds. We don't want that to happen. What do we do instead? Those are the answers I'm looking for. Dean in West Fargo. Dean in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. When you have Governor Burgum on today, please press him and don't let him weasel out of the question or change the subject, but please press him on why he has not called a special session of our legislature to deal with this emergency. And I'm saying that because he has stretched these emergency powers of his for 9 months. Now, an emergency is like the Mouse River is going to flood Minot in 6 days. Or a state emergency is the Red River is going to come over the dike in Fargo. We got 12 inches left. We've got to do something. Or our entire harvest has been droughted out. That is a state emergency. And as you said earlier, what's the common man going to do? The common man is represented by senators and legislatures in our House and our Senate in Bismarck. They have been frozen out of this, and only one person has made all these decisions. Mr. Berg, Governor Burgum, is an excellent businessman. He's proven that, but he has not been hired to be a legislator. He has been hired to manage our state agencies, and he needs to be held to the fire. Why hasn't he gotten our legislators involved?
All right, we'll ask that question. I appreciate the suggestion. Definitely we'll ask him. But let me ask you this, Dean. What would be the outcome of that? What do you think that the legislature would come in and do differently to solve the problem we're talking about here?
Exactly like Governor Noem has done in South Dakota, and as she has proven to be a shining example to our entire country. This is about District 46. This is about District 8. This is about District 12. This is not a uniform problem. This is a specific thing that is unique to special areas. This is not a one size fits all. One person has all the answers. And
more of a customized approach to the crisis, district by district. I got it. And we'll ask him, Dean. We'll ask him coming up on the program, so stay tuned. Governor Burgum at the bottom of the hour, top of the hour, we're going to chat with Mike LeBeau. Dr. Mike LeBeau is the president of Sanford Bismarck, in leadership with Sanford Bismarck, but a regular guest of ours throughout all of the COVID crisis. And, you know, I think, again, a North Dakotan, someone that is one of us and is dealing with this challenge. So look forward to his take as well today on the program. Tom Hazen, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tom.
Scott, regarding this COVID-19 crisis, I'm 74 years old. I'm still working. I need to work for a living. And one thing that scares me a lot about this is not so much getting the virus, but it's dying alone. I hear so many stories about somebody's husband got the COVID virus and then the family wasn't able to see them. I cannot imagine. Just you get sick, you don't feel right, you go to the ER, and that's the end. You never get to see your family again. There's got to be a way to allow family members to see their loved ones while they're dying.
Yeah, I, you know, who famously said the cure cannot be worse than a disease? I believe the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, and as usual, he was spot on. And you're exactly right. I have a note here from a legislator in your part of the world, Tom, that is directed at Governor Burgum, that says just exactly that. You know, that, okay, we agree, this is horrible. So is this, right? So is yeah. People dying of depression alone. So is people dying without their loved ones. I mean, I think it's a fair point, Tom. And appreciate you sharing a little bit of that story. We'll bring that up with the governor as well as Mike LeBeau. Of course, the Sanford folks have the Good Samaritan long-term care facilities as well. So a good question for him, too. Ryan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. You know, I could take up the rest of your show just talking about masks and this disease, but my big thing that I've come up with lately, I have extensive experience in masks, and I'm talking everything from military chemical warfare to respirators to the paper masks to whatever in construction. And I tell you what, I can tell you what these masks do and what they do not do. And what they do not do is stop you from spreading or receiving the coronavirus. It helps very little, but actually, if I'm going to cough or I'm going to sneeze, covering my nose and my mouth with my hands does the same thing as a mask. Now, when you get right down to it, when I was in the military, we went into a confidence chamber. They gassed us.
Went into a what chamber? Sorry, Ryan, I missed that.
It's called a confidence chamber.
A confidence
chamber. They gassed us. Yep, they gassed us with tear gas. Okay, we had a mask.
I got to hear more of this story. Hang on, Ryan. We'll continue on the other side of the break, and I'll have you give a little summary for Governor Burgum. Other folks want to wait for Governor Burgum? Hang tight. We'll get to that.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you are puppets in office that will do their bidding.
Governor Newsom says he has plenty of time.
No timeline's been established. Process is just beginning to unfold. We are working through the cattle call of considerations related to what's the profile, right choice to replace Senator Harris.
USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
All right, let's find out what's for lunch. That's a good question about this time of day. And our friends at PetroServe USA have a great answer. They always have a really good answer. I love their answer every time. And the PetroServe USA location near you has homemade, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So it's a great way to go. If you were to stop at Valley City today, that's always a good stop, exit 292 on I-94, your choice would be Swedish meatballs or lasagna. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Swedish meatballs. 12th Avenue North, Alfredo cheese ravioli. Alfredo cheese ravioli, 12th Avenue North. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna or Swedish meatballs, Valley City location, and Chef's Choice in Harwood today. And it's Wednesday, so you buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. Yeah, I should repeat that. You buy two fresh baked cookies and you get one free. Oh, PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. We are waiting for Governor Doug Burgum to join us on the program and welcome your calls for him. You can join us by calling 800-228-0550. I have one line open right now, just one line, but otherwise the lines are full. Just keep trying if you can't get in. You can also text us. We'd be happy to take your call, 701-271-1100, one way to do it, 701-258-0550, toll-free 800. You ready? 228-0550. I'm giving you a chance to write it down. And also text Todd or me, either one of us, your call. I'm at 701-367-2054. We swap texts. We both get them. So I'm at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 701-226-8503. Okay, there you go, for Governor Doug Burgum. Where are we at there, Daniel? Okay, I'm going to go back
up with Ryan.
Ryan here, yeah, and let him finish on the mass. I was hoping to share a little of this with the governor, but go ahead, Ryan. You were telling me about the chamber before.
Yes, and as quickly as I can, just because I know you're getting into it. Any military member typically will go into what they call the confidence chamber. Essentially, what it is it's a large garden shed. They put it out in the middle of nowhere. We get in this room. We don our gas masks, which we use for chemical warfare. They light off tear gas in that room. It's visible. The molecules are much, much larger than COVID-19. They have us do jumping jacks, get our respiration up, and get us to understand that this mask actually works. At the end of the exercise, we are told to pull the mask off in the environment with the tear gas, and as soon as we feel the effects of the tear gas, we are to get out. And believe me, it takes a split second for people to start running out that door once that mask is off. It's crystalline in nature, so they say, you know, don't rub your eyes because it'll scratch your eyes, but look into the wind, hold your eyes open, let your eyes tear up to get rid of this stuff, and then we have to wash all of our clothes. Now, that mask I would trust with COVID-19 to not get it. However, you put me in one of those confidence chambers in a cloth or a paper mask that people are believing is stopping them from getting this disease, not in a million years would I enter that chamber, or you would feel the effects immediately, I guarantee you. And considering that tear gas is much larger than COVID-19, you're not being saved. It's just that the tear gas, you would get an immediate effect from it that you would see. And
one thing I've heard before is if you have a cloth mask, I say, and paper mask, whatever, ones that you're describing are inadequate, that it might not be, you know, you might stop some of the flow, and therefore if somebody in the room is getting what comes out of your cloth mask, it's not going to be as bad. You're not going to get as much of the virus as you would have without a mask. Does that make sense?
And I agree with that. I totally do. However, if you're shooting out the molecules, and the CDC has even come out and said, the thing is airborne, and it actually comes out of the pores of your skin, it can come out of your eyes, it can come out of anywhere. If that aura, if you will, of COVID virus is around you, so what if it's only a 25% of what you had? You're still emitting it. It's still there.
Yeah,
it's not going to stop you from doing it. And in fact, that mask, the military mask, the way you breathe out, when you exhale, there is a valve, a little rubber valve that's inch, maybe an inch and a half now, inch and a quarter, whatever. And that valve opens to let that raw air from you out. So if I had COVID and I was wearing that mask and I was talking to you, the aperture behind that valve is large enough to let that COVID out and I could still infect you. That is why the airlines even, and I've been dealing with the airlines lately, the airlines will not let you wear a mask that has a valve on it because that valve has too large of an aperture.
That's really interesting. Ryan, you got some great expertise there. I haven't talked to a mask expert like that before, but I appreciate you calling, sharing the story. Governor Doug Burgum is on our Newsmaker line now and joins us on the program to answer your questions. And if you have them, as I see folks are already lined up to chat, good idea to get in queue right now, which is 701-258-0550. Governor, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How you doing?
Good. Good morning, Scott.
Before we take some calls here today on the program, anything you know, we haven't talked to you since the statewide order has been put in place, and obviously brings with it a host of the reactions. But anything you want people to know about this at this point, or where we're at with the COVID battle?
Well, I think the couple things. Thank you, Scott. And the first is that let's just focus on what we're trying to accomplish. What we've been trying to accomplish since the beginning is you know, we've been fighting every day since that started about how to keep our economy open. We want to keep our kids in school in person because we know that's best for them, for their mental health, their physical health, their futures, and their nutrition and their social and emotional learning. So we're fighting to keep our, you know, kids in school. And, of course, we're fighting to, you know, protect our most vulnerable citizens. COVID is a horrible disease, which is you're over the age 70 and you've got some underlying health problems, even those that you might, like diabetes, might have a chronic disease like diabetes, well managed. You might think you've got another 10, 15 years of life left to spend with your grandkids. And COVID can take you down in a hurry. You know, we're looking at, you know, 1 in 7 people over age 70, sometimes, you know, facing death from this thing. I mean, that's like, you know, Russian roulette if you're in that bracket. So we, you know, you have to take this thing seriously. We You know, these are our elders. These are the people that built our state. These are the people that, you know, fought our wars. And we take it very seriously about protecting those vulnerable citizens. And so, again, trying to balance all that as a state, this becomes an exercise in risk mitigation. In North Dakota, North Dakotans are willing to take on more risk. You know, our economy's been more open. We've been pushing for kids in school. We've had more things open than other states are, and we intend to keep it that way. But the way we do that always comes back to making sure that as individuals, we're making choices to help slow the spread. The only way this can spread is from human to human, and that's when people are in close physical contact with each other. So we're trying to mitigate that spread by physical distancing. We know that, that masks help slow the spread. We know masks aren't 100%, but, you know, there are, you know, seven really large studies which have confirmed, you know, the benefits of universal masking, meaning that everybody's wearing one, and how that can protect and preserve our hospital capacity. And we need our hospital capacity not just for COVID, not just for the rising COVID hospitalizations, but we need more hospital capacity every winter in North Dakota than we do in the summer because it's flu season. There's more needed, whether it's a stroke or a heart attack or people dealing with cancer or kidney dialysis. You know, they need to have their hospital capacity. And we realized, last week why we made the announcements last Friday night, why we needed to have some more mitigation in North Dakota is that all forecasts would show with the record cases that we had in the first 10 days of November is that cases come first, then hospitalizations come next, and then deaths come after that, that we're heading into a spot, you know, in the next 1, 2, or 3 weeks where we could be literally out of hospital capacity in North Dakota. And it's not about putting cots in the Fargo Dome. This is about we don't have enough medical staff. And then when we're dealing with the, you know, we don't have enough frontline workers, and then you say, well, they get travelers. Well, the travelers aren't coming this time because, you know, we've got, you know, situations all around us. I mean, you know, Minnesota, 6,000 new cases, and, you know, South Dakota with a 56% positivity rate, Montana with a 21% positivity rate. And so we've got, you know, Iowa 51%, Kansas 43%, Idaho 40% positivity, you know, as far away as Pennsylvania now up to 24%. I mean, so we are, we're seeing it all over the country, where cases are going up and hospital capacity is getting crunched. So then, you know, in North Dakota, like we always do, like if it's a blizzard, you know, it's everybody that, you know, has got to shovel their own driveway after the blizzard, the city, you know, comes and plows the city streets and the state does the highways. I mean, we've got to have a response that goes from individual responsibility, to communities and local public health. School districts have got to do their part. Students have got to do their part. I mean, everybody's in this together, and that's why we need the additional mitigation. And one of the goals we had in this mitigation, we know there's a lot of parents out there that are upset about their kids' school activities, but we're trying to save the winter sports season, not kill it. We're trying to save it because we know going into the holidays, into Thanksgiving, we said, let's take a pause for 4 weeks, which is two infection cycles, and see if we can knock the spread down on this thing and allow our hospital capacity to catch up and make sure that we can get through this because we're trying to bridge to Q1, you know, January of the, you know, and beyond of 2021 when we know there's going to be vaccines. And so, you know, herd immunity is a good idea if it's the Middle Ages. It's not a good idea to let a bunch of people die when we're 8 weeks away from having life-saving vaccines. And so every day we do a little bit, everybody does their part, gets us one day towards saving North Dakota lives.
Real quick answer on this, on that point. Ask Governor Burgum why bars can stay open till 10, but kids can't play sports.
Well, it's pretty simple, that one, which is we're trying to save lives and livelihoods. And if, you know, you want to shut a bar, then you're talking about all the people that work in the bar. You're talking about the bar owners. And so we are asking those businesses to be responsible with their physical distancing. We've reduced their capacity to 50%, which of course, you know, is a challenge for their business models, but we're working to keep those folks open. But we're trying to reduce that time frame after 10 o'clock when people probably aren't eating, when you've got a stand-up crowd.
Hold that thought, if you would. Governor, we'll continue after this in your call.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know where they're.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks. Anything you need, really, excavation-wise. We do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wednesday means Wednesday Wheels. Great deal today from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Listen to this. 2017 GMC Acadia SLT. There's only 8,800 miles on it. Heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, navigation, power liftgate, third row seat, keyless entry, sky blue metallic exterior color, very sharp, light gray leather seats, 8-inch touchscreen for all the technology. It's on the lot right now, 34,319. And when you think about it, that's a big discount in and of itself. But guess what? They're going to give you another one. Tell them you heard it on the radio, 33318. Pucklett, Chevy, Buick, GMC, at Bismarck, Valley City. And today at the Valley City store is where you'll find that location, Pucklett.com, the Bismarck store. Call 800-401-4352. 800-401-4352. Back with Governor Doug Burgum and the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Here's Clint in Bismarck with a question for the governor. Go ahead, Clint.
Yes, just kind of curious why you thought this was necessary. What really reeked to me was releasing this at 10 p.m. on a Friday night. And I don't understand the urgency when every single business place in this state, with maybe a minor few exceptions, already have rules in place for employees and customers, and most communities have came with something. So where's this heavy-handed government approach telling people when and where they can open, one size fits all? Maybe I've got a tavern or a cafe in a coal mining town, and I have shift workers getting off at midnight to, like, stop for a drink on the way home. I mean, this doesn't make any sense other than it would appear as a power struggle. Is that not right, that you're going to show you're in charge?
Well, Clint, I don't think that has the least to do with it. I mean, my goodness, I mean, the last thing in the world I would want to do as a business owner in North Dakota is put any restrictions on any business. I'm a free market capitalist, and these are, you know, easily some of the hardest and most painful decisions that I've had to make. But I'm making a decision to try to balance the lives of North Dakotans, and the lives of North Dakotans depend on us having hospital capacity, and we're looking at, in a week or two, running out of hospital capacity. Now, you know, Stanford yesterday spending, you know, $1 million or something in Bismarck to add 20 more beds, but we're going to need more than 20 beds based on the number of infections that we've had in the first 10 days of November that continue to climb. So this is absolutely whatever that theory is completely false. This is about doing my job to help, you know, protect the lives of North Dakotans and protect the livelihoods of North Dakotans. That's what I'm doing.
Thanks for the call, Clint and Bismarck. Let's go to Ward in Garrison. Ward is next for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead, Ward.
Well, I think you've got this all screwed up. I've got dust allergies, and I put on my daughter's mask here a week ago and got in a grain bin and cleaned it out. And 10 minutes into it, I was wheezing. I think that these kids running around with these masks on is just foolishness. They can't play basketball. They can't do anything now. They're sitting there at home doing nothing. I think if you want to have a targeted approach, tell the at-risk people to put on a decent friggin' mask, an N95 mask. I have them. I wear them. They work really good. I can sit there and shovel all day, and I don't get sick. I think you've got it all screwed up. You're punishing the kids for something that was nothing of their doing. That's all I got to say about it. I'm just disgusted. I can't believe it. I mean, talk about buyer's remorse. I have voter's remorse. I didn't vote for you the second time. I did the first time. And I wasn't too happy about it then. I bet I'm not the only one either. I'm about as disgusted with the way this is handled as anyone. And that's what I got to say.
Ward, appreciate your comment. I just piggyback on that with a text that says, we're hurting the kids more by not letting them play sports. I can get drunk in a bar, but my kid can't play hockey. I believe we can also be responsible and play sports. So similar to what he's having to say, we'll give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, first of all, I mean, this idea of punishing kids, I mean, you know, first of all, we have to understand we're all in this together. And at least, you know, so far through this thing, we've got close to 17% of the infections in North Dakota. And remember, we've got the highest number of infections per capita in the country. The 17% of those have been in ages 1 through 18. So it's not like kids don't get it. And we know that the way they've gone, we had 300, you know, just high school age kids. We had 366 cases in August, September 943, October it shot up to 1375. And then we're at that number, we're at October's number halfway through November. So we're moving towards 2,500 or more cases on 14 to 18 year olds. And of course, we know that among athletes, especially, there's kind of a pact, say, let's not get tested because we don't want to have our team get canceled. We did have 37 football contests that were delayed or this fall or canceled because of COVID with coaches or players. And so in about two-thirds of the cases in that age group are asymptomatic. So if we know there's 2,500 people this month that are positive that had symptoms, there's probably 7,500 kids that are asymptomatic, and they infect, other people. They infect teachers. They infect parents who might work in healthcare situations. And part of why we're running out of hospital capacity is the number of healthcare workers that are COVID positive, the number of people in long-term care. The reason why we've seen deaths shoot up is because the community spread has gone to people that work in local communities. And again, I think we have to understand that kids are part of, they're part of the community, and this is a time when each kid, they've got individual responsibility. I mean, I love Bart Hansen, the coach at Davies, head coach there. He said this is not about us getting to play. It's about taking pressure off hospitals.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Governor. Really appreciate you taking the time.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.